perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lauren Davis, who's a missionary to Africa, and has a ministry there, and he's been there for some 20 or more years, and many times he'll have certainly rallies with tens of thousands of people attending. He's built churches all throughout Africa. Every year he comes home and we have an opportunity to talk to him a few times. He'll be going back in the middle of this month. But right now, Lauren, why don't you bring us up to date with some of the things that you're concerned about? Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. And for those who would like to know what we're doing in Africa and our work and some of my articles, you can go to our website, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N, davis.com. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, that we're preaching large crusades throughout Central and East Africa, been working there 24 years. But something that came to my attention early on working in Africa is that my biggest enemies over there actually were not the Muslims, but it was other professing Christian pastors. And this actually astonished me. Also, I found out that there was actually much confusion in Christianity. And it seemed like every pastor was preaching his own doctrine, his own interpretation of the scriptures. And so I saw that it was not just enough for me to do crusades, but if I'm not careful, I'm going to take the people, out of the frying pan and put them into the fire to pastors that are going to be teaching them things that are totally opposite the Bible. You know, our country, the United States, was founded on Christianity. It was founded on the Bible. But there, I am convinced there has been a huge sinister plot. Since Christianity has not been able to be broken, even though that it has been attacked many times, but there's a big plot to corrupt Christianity from the inside and negate it there. And as we were talking on the program the other day, how many different denominations now endorse homosexuality. They say it's not a sin. Churches perform marriages of same sex. They have bishops, the same sex. And I mentioned, the Evangelical Lutherans, the United Church of Christ, and Anglican, Episcopal, and it goes on and on. And so this is totally opposite of what the Bible teaches. So Christianity, we can see tangible evidence it has been corrupted from the inside because the Bible's not the final authority. So there's been a big battle for what is truth in this country and around the world, but particularly we see it in the United States going on right now. And so oftentimes we view this battle as the secularist or the atheist battling the Christians or the Muslims battling the Christians. But and there is, you know, a reality there going on. But the biggest battle that is going on for truth is inside Christianity itself. There is a civil war going on inside Christianity. So much of what is being called Christianity today actually is not biblical and actually scoffs at much of what the Bible says. That's why we have so many different denominations and also so many cults, Christian cults. And 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 says, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And about Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will inherit the kingdom of God, but he that does the will of the Father. And so now I want to get specific. We can go in many different directions of unscriptural Christianity that is going on and things that are opposite the Bible. But I want to hit a major movement that is going on in currently inside Christianity that is corrupting a big portion of Christianity. And this is under the title, The New Apostolic Reformation. The New Apostolic Reformation. And here they are talking about the new apostles and the new prophets. So these, there are certain ones that are leading this. In fact, C. Peter Wagner, he is the head and the founder of the Apostolic Reformation, the new apostles. Working with him is also Rick Joyner. Another one is very popular, Mike Bickle of IHOP, the International House of Praise in Kansas City, Bill Hammond, Dutch Sheets, and the list goes on and on. The ICA, or International Coalition of Apostles, there's 500 major ones, and which is headed by Peter Wagner. And all of these apostles validate each other as being apostles. And so I guess they vote on who's to be apostle and who's not. If they say you're apostle, you are. Now, with the New Apostolic Reformation, they are talking about the apostolic succession. And to say that, you know, they have come in the line, the successors of the original apostles. But you look at the Bible, the apostles never appointed successors. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about the apostles. But the New Testament apostles that we read about in the New Testament, they are not the same as these new apostles today. And they're trying to say they are the same. And what is the difference of the Bible apostles and the ones today? The original 12 apostles are the ones who gave us the New Testament, the Bible. Now, these new apostles say they have the apostolic anointing. And so they are like the New Testament apostles. In fact, many of them say these are those new apostles today. They're saying they are actually superior to the Apostle Paul, to David, to Peter, to James, and John, because they have a greater anointing and a greater illumination than they had back then. The Holy Ghost is showing them new things. And it is not true that they are equal to the 12 apostles, the original 12 apostles.
Hold that thought,
because
Lauren,
in Revelation 21:14, it talks
here
about the foundations of the New Jerusalem, which is coming down.
Hold
and
that thought.
It the
hold
name
the thought,
the
please. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Lauren Davis, and we're simply talking about the fact that there is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to undermine Christianity, and it's coming from within the church. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they've been planning this for a long time. They've actually educated these people to infiltrate the highest levels of our church. And they've totally changed the structure of the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church. We had Ted Haggard, the head of the National Association of Evangelical Christians, with 30 million Protestant members, who himself was a homosexual, smoked cocaine. And, of course, he got into his position because the people at the highest levels of the Protestant Church are certainly sympathetic with homosexuality and drug use. They're there not to perpetuate the church, but to destroy it from within. Until you understand, they've changed the music and the message of Christianity. Christianity is under attack from within. And notice how people dress. At one time, we used to dress up to go to church to show respect for the Lord, but that's all. Dress has changed. It's much more casual today. And then the message has changed, and but let Lauren go right ahead. Lauren, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. This is Lauren Davis at laurendavis.com. They use Ephesians 2:20 to try to substantiate their authority in the church, because Paul said the church was built on the foundation of the apostles. And what he was talking about is built on the foundations of the teachings that of the Word of God from the New Testament, the Scriptures. But today we see that the Bible, in most denominations, most of Christianity, the Bible is not the final authority, but the denomination, the prophet over that denomination, is the final authority, even when it disagrees with the Bible. They say that the new apostles, the new prophets, are now the foundation of the church. That is not true, because Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, and on this rock," that He is the Christ, He says, "I will build my church." Jesus is the cornerstone on which the church is built, and not these new apostles. The new apostles see themselves as guardians of the truth. In other words, it's their interpretation of the Scriptures, and you cannot get outside. And literally, these men, the new apostolic reformation, Peter Wagner and his allies, Mike Bickle, etc., they are affecting thousands and thousands of churches in America and around the world, and pastors. These men, the new apostles, they claim they are the greatest generation of apostles and prophets who ever lived. They are greater than the 12 apostles. They're greater than the prophet David, Jeremiah, Elijah. They say no generation compares to them. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29, learn of me, I am meek and lowly. But these men are full of pride. Great leaders of the past, like John Wesley, Luther, they never called themselves apostles and prophets. It was just very evident what they were. Today, one will notice there's little attention to the evangelist or pastor or the teacher. All the attention is to the apostle or the prophet, or otherwise you're nothing in the church today. They talk about them having the Elijah's mantle, and they say the Holy Ghost is leading them. And they are literally belong to the Kingdom Now Dominionist movement, and they say they're going to subdue the earth, and they take from Genesis 1:28. But God was talking here about subduing the earth, the fish, and that we are to literally, you know, conquer the earth as far as the animals in it, and also to the land to develop it. But now they say, they take that to mean they are to be conquerors of everything and all people. And they teach the deification of man. That is, man is a god. Hitler taught exactly the same thing. He said, we're going to be the sons of the gods. And this is being taught in Christianity. You can go, I have another website, combineharvesting.com, combineharvesting.com, and on that it talks about the teaching that man is a god. This is being taught right inside Christianity. It's the same thing that Hitler taught. These people are claiming that they are the spiritual elite. They have the spirit without measure, and so you have to come to them if you're going to get the right interpretation of the scriptures. Now, Dr. Stan, here is the major thing that's been happening that these people are using to give them the authority. They are telling everybody that God talks to them. They hear the voice of God, and they see God. And they say, that's what makes us special in the leaders. We're close to God. But this is not in the Bible. They say they hear the audible voice of God. And they say God directly communicates with the prophets, and constantly they're saying, God told me. But look at what the Bible says regarding that. For all those who claim that God is talking to them. Now, I believe God speaks to our spirits. There's no question about it. And we can be led by the Spirit. But look at John 5:37. It said, speaking of the Father, Jesus said, neither hath they heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And so that totally contradicts what these new prophets, these new apostles are saying, God told me, I heard God's voice, I saw God. You know, in the Old Testament, you say, well, what about when God talked to the prophets? It was actually Jesus who, it was the not the Father, it was the Son, it was Jesus who was speaking to the Old Testament prophets. Because in 3:14, God said unto Moses, I am that I am has sent you. In John 8:58, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. So he is the Word of God. He is the one who communicated to the prophets. Some say, well, what about the voice from heaven? In Matthew 3:17, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Well, listen to this. You've got to put all scriptures together. You cannot isolate scriptures. Who was that? In Matthew 1:18, it says that Jesus was found with the Holy Ghost. So Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. So it must have been the Holy Ghost speaking, and we know Jesus didn't use ventriloquism, and the Bible specifically said that no one has heard the Father's voice at any time. For all these preachers saying, I heard God's voice. Now, many of them are saying they physically are seeing Jesus. In fact, Kenneth Hagin, who's the head of the Rhema faith movement, he has declared in his book that he has seen Jesus in person 8 times. And he said Jesus would come, sit on his bed, and actually he said he argued with Jesus about the scriptures. Can you imagine if the King of Kings and Lord of Lords actually came and visited you, that you would argue with him? But look what the Bible says about this. And so many followed Kenneth Hagin and his teachings throughout the faith movement because of his claim that God talked to him. He saw Jesus 8 times in person. All right, Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 26, if they say he, the Christ, is in the desert, go not. If they say he's in the secret place, believe it not. Well, the secret place would be the bedroom. And so the very place that Jesus said, if they say they see me there, do not believe it. And they'll say Christ is here and Christ is there. And Jesus said, believe it not. Now, I believe people can have visions of Jesus beyond a shadow of a doubt. But this, he said, if people say that they are physically seeing him, believe it not. Yet people like Hagin and there are others who are claiming that they see Jesus face to face, and people blindly put aside the word of God and follow these men, and they take what their interpretation of the scripture is without even a debate or a question at all. They say, well, God bypasses the mind. You don't need to understand. That's what these men are teaching because they've got this higher knowledge. But in Matthew 22, verse 37, it says, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and your mind. God didn't give us a mind not to use. They called the Bible doctrines old wineskins. Can you imagine calling the Bible old wineskins that hold the fundamentals of the faith? They say we don't need a doctrinal police force. So they do not want you to take and compare what the Bible says with what they're teaching. And the deadliness, Dr. Stan, is they will use the Bible, yet they will twist it and they will take it out of context. This is the reason why there are so many Christian cults. They will isolate scriptures. They will take it, isolate it, not leave it in context. And then they can teach anything they absolutely want to. And they don't want anybody to come in a police force with the Bible and say, no, the Bible says this, the Bible says that. The Bible says they continued in the apostles' doctrine, but they say, well, we are the apostles, so you continue in our doctrines. Chuck Pierce, who's one of the new apostles, he says, we are on a higher level of inspiration than the New Testament scriptures. He says, because of the Holy Spirit, we're given the Holy Spirit without measure. So the new apostles say they have greater a clearer word of God than the Bible does. And this actually is rooted in ancient Gnosticism. And Gnosticism, this is of the pagans. Gnosis, it means higher knowledge or illumination. So they say they've got higher knowledge than even the Bible, that God hasn't finished talking and he's showing them new things that were not even in the scriptures. And this is where the Rhema word came from in the faith movement. You know, in fact, they say Rhema, when we know the Holy Spirit can give revelation to us and make the word come alive. But they have put revelation or Rhema word above logos, the written word of God, where they're judging the Bible. And Dr. Stan, I've heard them teaching, and they say, you know, they read the Bible and say, this is not right. You know, the Holy Ghost showed me it should have been interpreted this way or that way. So now every preacher becomes the final authority of the faith, and the Bible says the scriptures are of no private interpretation. But Gnosticism is the foundation of Luciferianism. And what they look at, Luciferianism, that Lucifer was the benevolent God, but Adonai, God, he was the mean God that set down rules, that there are two gods. And so Gnosticism, the higher knowledge illumination, and also that goes into Masonry, into their illumination, the Illuminati and things. That's where even they will use the Bible. And there, here's the tricky thing. They will use the Bible, and they will go from the Bible as a cover. So you hold a Bible in your hand, and you think, well, these people are Christians. They will quote a scripture here or there, but then they will take off on that. And literally, by the time they're through, it's saying something opposite of what the Bible says. The Bible says they will turn the truth into a lie. So these new prophets, new apostles, they are heavy on prophecy. And with their prophecies that they are giving, and people are really gravitating to the prophets today, they said their prophecies are equal to the authority of the scriptures. So when people are looking today for help, so often they're not looking at the Bible, they're going looking for some prophet to give them a word. In Deuteronomy 18, verses 20 to 22, says if a prophet prophesies falsely, he will be put to death. But these new prophets, new apostles, they don't want any accountability, you know, because they say the Lord is never wrong, and so, you know, and God gave me this word, so you don't question the prophets. And they misuse the scriptures. They say, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. But my friends, if they are not speaking things lined up with the Bible, they are not true prophets. And Jesus warned many false prophets will be coming in the last days. So they are saying that their words are equal to the scripture.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Lauren Davis, right here at the American Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Doctor, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Lauren Davis, and of course we're talking about what's happening to Christianity today. And people don't understand that behind everything going on politically and culturally and ideologically is a spiritual battle. And there really are Luciferian forces at work within our society today that are intent upon bringing about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion. And that's why they have to undermine and change the teachings of Christianity and have their people planted in our seminaries and in our churches across America. And that's why we see this acceptance of homosexuality, which, of course, is in total violation of God's law. And the homosexuals are being used in this whole thing to their own destruction, and they're not smart enough to realize that, and nobody's telling them. Now, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524 if you have a question for our guest this morning. 1-877-254-7524. Lauren, before we go on, I'd like you to get your web page out again. Tell people how to get in touch with you and your ministry.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Our web page is laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N, davis.com. And you can see about our work throughout Africa and India. And I think it would be a great blessing to you. Also, many articles that I've written on many critical issues that I think will be a blessing to you.
I'm sure you go right ahead with your comments.
All right.
On how they've infiltrated our churches and really changed the message of the Christian church. But go right ahead.
Yes, we see the culture in America has changed, and America was founded on Christianity. The reason the culture of America has changed is that Christianity has changed from within. It's not the same. It's founded on denominations that every wind and doctor will look at. But in fact, the new apostles and prophets who are coming, and Rick Warren is involved also with them, they are saying their words are equal to the scriptures. In fact, Rick Warren says God will not ask you about your doctrine, okay? But they say their words are equal to the Bible. Now, Tommy Tenney, in his popular book, The God Chasers, said, we don't want to study just from the moldy pages of what God has done. So what he's saying in this extremely popular, high-selling book, he's referring to the Bible as moldy pages. So he don't want to just study from that. And so what an attack. The big attack today is on the accuracy of the Bible, even the faith movement in Rhema. I used to attend their churches, and pastors would get up, and they said, the Bible says this. This was translated wrong. And so this is what it should have been said. So every man is the final authority. So what's happening today? They're downplaying the basic Bible doctrines. There's no talking of heaven, hell, the Ten Commandments. Everything is about this life. One of their leaders, the new apostle, said, we have filled people with doctrines instead of deity. We have given them manuals instead of Emmanuel. Now, you know, these are smooth-tongued devils, literally. But Jesus said in Mark 8:38, if you're ashamed of me and my words, I will also be ashamed of you in that day. And Jesus said in John 7:16, my doctrine is not mine, it's my Father's in heaven. One of the new apostles and prophets, they call the Bible, and they always talk about the Holy Ghost told me, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Ghost said. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, but they're doing this, trumping the Bible in the name of the Holy Ghost. They're calling the Bible yesterday's manna. Now think about that. Yesterday's manna. What was yesterday's manna? It was stinking and worm infested, and that's how they're referring to the Bible. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:16 that all Scripture is given by the Holy Ghost. All Scripture. But they say, you know, they have an open canon. What they're saying coming out of their mouth as modern prophets, and they say they're full of the Holy Ghost, is the very Word of God. It's as if Jesus Christ were speaking himself, even when it's disagreeing with the Bible. They will not allow any of their doctrines or what they're saying or prophecies to be judged. And that contradicts the Scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 14:29, it says, let the prophets speak two or three and let the other judge. Any so-called prophet or apostle who will not allow his teachings to be judged with the word of God is not scriptural. Now, here is another thing that they use really to exalt themselves, to make people think they're apostles or prophets. Many of them are saying that they have been to heaven. They have literally been to heaven. Jesse Duplantis, who's on TBN all the time, he, over and over, he's told the stories of how he's been straight to heaven. Well, look at what the Bible says. What does the Bible say about a person now physically going to heaven? Look what Jesus said in the Bible in John 3:13. Jesus said, "No man hath ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." So according to what Jesus said, he is the only one physically been to heaven and that came down. And so now I believe people can have visions of heavens. They can have dreams of heavens. I don't have any problem about that. But these people who are getting up and giving all these testimonies and to establish their authority, they go to heaven. They're not telling the truth. They are telling a lie according to the Bible. They are exalting themselves. And many today in this movement, they're bypassing Jesus. They say, when we pray, I go direct to the Father. I go straight to the Father. Or like, you know, there's something big. They're spiritually grown. They don't need to go through Jesus. But the Bible says that no man comes to the Father but by him. It's impossible to come to the Father but by him. So literally, what they are teaching today, that you can go straight to the Father, not through Jesus, that is helping to bring about the one world religion you were talking about, Dr. Stan, where everybody can go to the Father. There are many ways to the Father. Jesus is just one of the ways to the Father. And so now what they're saying is that the church is now Christ on the earth. And that also that we are the incarnation of God. In fact, Kenneth Hagin and Copeland said this. We are the incarnation of God as much as Jesus Christ. Well, the incarnation means God manifest in the flesh. And so really, virtually, this is the same thing as reincarnation of Hinduism. It's the same thing Hitler was espousing, the New Age is espousing, that man is a god. And so now all of these things have been brought down inside the church. Another thing, when, as I mentioned a little earlier, those involved in this new apostolic movement, new prophetical movement, they distort Bible prophecy. And they come in the name of Kingdom Now Dominionism. And what this Kingdom Now Dominionism is, that the church, their brand of Christianity, is going to physically govern all arenas of society on a personal level as well as on a business level.
Hold that thought, though. Give us a call if you have a question. 1-877-254-7524. Be back in a moment.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here with the last segment of this morning's program. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Christianity is under attack today. It's under attack from within. Understand that they want to destroy our religion. They want to destroy our nation. They want to merge us into this one world religion, one world government. And of course, the average Christian has no idea. Even you may be in a church you've been in for a long period of time, but you'll notice how things have changed. You're not quite certain what's going on. Well, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's a coordinated effort to change the structure of our church, to change, as we've said so many times before, both the music and the message of Christianity. And boy, have they done a great job. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Thank you. It's Lauren Davis at laurendavis.com. The Kingdom Now Dominionists, they do not believe in a rapture. They distort Bible prophecy. Now, we know the word rapture is not in the Bible, but rapture is a term that's to talk about the catching up of the saints. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16 to 17, it says, "We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." They do not believe this scripture. They act like this scripture is not in the Bible. So if you do not believe, you know, in the Lord to come, if you do not believe in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 to 17 of the rapture, what it describes as a rapture, then what is going on in the world today, the signs of the time, I've got a article Signs of the Time on my website to look at, but people do not even look at the signs and the political events to realize these are signs of the coming of the Lord. Because the Dominionists, Kingdom Now people, they teach the world is not going to get worse and worse. It's going to get better and better until we all come into this new kingdom of peace, millennium of peace.
Hold that thought. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Ruth from Denver.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to ask the Great Commission, Yeshua in Mark 16:14-20. He said, go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So you have gone to Africa. He who believes and is immersed will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. These signs will follow
those. I'm sorry, what was the question
again? They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will have protection, and they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Is this part of your ministry?
Absolutely. But see, the perversion that has come within the ministry, particularly in the Pentecostal charismatic movement, is they think that the Holy Ghost is superior to the Word of God. And that the Holy Ghost will give them rhema word. The Holy Ghost will give them illumination and stuff that is extra biblical, even that contradicts the Bible. And so they say that is what gives them authority. And so what they are doing, the kingdom, and these are Kingdom Now preachers, dominionist preachers, they say, I've got dominion because of the power of the Holy Ghost. They are now saying, okay, the church is the one that's going to conquer the governments and economies of the world. So it's been redefined today, and I can tell you by being in Africa, and I see every kind of brand of Christianity coming over there in India. They're not going over there to win souls, and that's what Mark 16:15 is talking about. They're going over there to set up a social and an economic and try to take over in a government realm, literally a political realm. And so they say it's literally the church that is going to take over and rule the world. And at the end of the day, that after the church, the Christians, and it's their form of Christianity, in the name of the Holy Ghost, then Jesus will come at the end of the 1,000 years, and they will hand it over to him. But that is totally unscriptural, for Revelation 20, verse 4 says they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So if you get this wrong, when the Antichrist comes, who's the Daniel 8:25 says he's the man of peace, and he's and Rick Warren talks about he's looking for the man of peace, even if he's a Muslim. That's what Rick Warren himself says. Literally, Christians, this type of Christianity under dominionism, under kingdom now, in the name of the Holy Ghost, they will end up accepting the man of peace as the second coming of Jesus Christ, and they'll accept the Antichrist himself.
And I fear that that's exactly what's going on. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Again, our number is 877-254-7524. But, ladies and gentlemen, people have to understand that this battle that we're engaged in involves every aspect of society, but it is specifically targeted the Christian church. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes, so what they're looking at, and Rick Warren really espouses in the Purpose-Driven Life book and his things, you know, they have the church literally replacing Christ as the Savior. You know, you must belong to this church or that church to be saved. And I'm not against church membership if it is a Bible-believing church. But the church is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. And they're looking for the church to conquer the world and instead of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25 to 27, for he, Christ, must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. But the dominionist kingdom now is saying the church must reign. And so we're seeing that this new Christianity, this dominionist, kingdom now, okay, they're looking to be political. All right, they want to gain and conquer the economies and the governments of the world. And literally, they want to legislatively reinstate Old Testament laws and ordinances, even the sacrifice, reinstituting the sacrifice. And what this would do, this literally bypasses Jesus, what he did on the cross. He is the sacrificial lamb, that it's his blood, the Lamb of God, and that he died for our sins, and yet they want to reinstate Old Testament laws and actually even have the death penalty if you do not under this dominionism in their new world government. They're looking at a world government, and this
time,
is not Christianity.
We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoyed Warren Davis this morning, and I agree totally with him. There is this alien force working within Christianity, and it permeates the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church. Every aspect of Christianity has been infiltrated today. And, of course, we have wonderful ministers out there preaching the gospel, but, of course, many times they're under attack. And this happened in my own church where I had a wonderful, wonderful minister, and a man was sent in. One man was able to disrupt that church and get rid of the good minister, and simply because he was preaching what I believe was the true gospel and was doing a wonderful, wonderful job. And that's not to be allowed today. And if you're a minister out there and you're trying to do the right thing, you too will come under attack. Or if you're simply a member of the church and trying to preach the gospel, why, you're going to come under attack today. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christianity, and most people don't even know the battle is going on. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are having very real financial problems. My wife came to me a day or two ago to tell me that we're way behind and we're going to have to simply borrow money to keep on going. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes of the month or our newsletter or both together. You can donate if you have a product you'd like to advertise with us. This will keep us going. Certainly, we need to be able to pay our bills. We're seriously thinking about having to drop our shortwave coverage. It's expensive, and unfortunately, many, many people listen, but so many of them just don't contribute or help at all. And so if you certainly listen to us on shortwave and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Under any circumstances, we hope you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day on the Internet. It's on iPod, iPhone, and many other means you can actually get our programs. Our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my DVDs on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. If you want to understand the Great Tax Exempt Foundation, well, you need to get my interview with Norman Dodd, The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception, it's a DVD. You need to get Rosalind Peterson's new DVD on geoengineering. They're actually are spraying. They're chemtrails, contrails. They're putting up a cap of aluminum over the country in the name of fighting global warming. It's all done secretly. They can't let the American people know, because the end resulting, they're actually poisoning the water and the air and the fish and the trees and the plants with aluminum, massive amounts of aluminum putting out, extremely toxic. Why would they do that? Why? Because there's an intense hatred of humanity. When you understand that, it's so many of the things go on make sense. That's why they're poisoning the children with the vaccines, and you compare the health of children who are vaccinated with those who are not. One in nine children today has asthma. One in 12 has really severe allergies. You don't see it in children who are immunized. Help us every now and then. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision protection. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927 until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among